Pope Francis offered the holy sacrifice of the Mass on Tuesday for the intentions of his brother, Pope Tawadros II, Patriarch of Alexandria of the Copts, who he will be meeting in 3 days' time as he makes an apostolic voyage to Egypt. The day's Mass commemorates St. Mark the Evangelist, who is recognized as the founder of the Patriarchate of Alexandria. I offer this Mass for my brother, Pope Tawadros II, Patriarch of Alexandria of the Copts, Pope Francis said. And he prayed for the grace that the Lord might bless our two churches with the abundance of the Holy Spirit. The cardinal councillors who make up the C9 advisory group were among the faithful taking part in the Pope's daily Mass. In his homily during the liturgy, Pope Francis said the gospel must be proclaimed with humility, overcoming the temptation of pride. The Holy Father spoke about the necessity for Christians of going out to proclaim the good news. A preacher, he said, must always be on a journey and not seek an insurance policy seeking safety by remaining in one place. Christopher Wells has more.
In his homily, Pope Francis said Jesus gave his disciples a mission to proclaim the gospel, not to remain in Jerusalem, but to go out to proclaim the good news to all. Christians, the Pope said, need to go out where Jesus is not known, or where Jesus is persecuted, or where Jesus is disfigured, to proclaim the true gospel. Those who preach the gospel, he said, do not play it safe. They don't rely on a life insurance policy. Rather, they are always going out into the world, out of themselves, in order to proclaim the gospel. St. Peter, he said, in the first reading, gives us a description of the style of those who preach the good news. The gospel must be announced in humility, because the Son of God humbled himself, annihilated himself. This, the Pope said, is the style of God. There is no other. But why is this humility necessary, Pope Francis asked? Precisely because we carry forward a proclamation of humiliation, of glory, but through humility. The announcement of the gospel, the Pope said, involves temptation, the temptation of power, the temptation of pride, the temptation of worldliness. Pope Francis said that if a Christian says he's proclaiming the gospel but is never tempted, it means the devil is not worried, because we are preaching something useless. For this reason, the Pope continued, in true preaching there's always some temptation and also some persecution. He said, though, that when we are suffering, the Lord is there to restore us, to give us strength, because that's what Jesus promised when he sent the apostles. He concluded his homily with the prayer that the Lord may grant us this grace as baptized people, all of us, to take the path of evangelization with humility, with confidence in him, announcing the true gospel. The Word is come in the flesh. I'm Christopher Wells.